The Watson Weekly Podcast is sponsored by Mirakl. Because traditional e-commerce is just code for not growing, it's time to do better than the status quo. Join over 450 retailers who are scaling six times faster with AI, automation, and a platform built for what's next. Marketplace, dropship, and retail media at enterprise-grade scale. It's time to accelerate with Mirakl. It's June 16th, 2025, and this is the Watson Weekly, your essential e-commerce digest. Today on our show, Palantir partners with Bolt Checkout. Amazon releases AI video generation tools. Sezzle sues Shopify for anti-competitive practices. Walmart releases new AI tools. And finally, the Investor Minute, which contains five items this week from the world of venture capital, acquisitions, and IPOs. But first, with our shopping cart full of news, Palantir partners with Bolt, self-learning checkout, fancy words, many yawns. Bolt and Palantir have partnered. Okay, so we have a, quote, self-learning checkout. What does it learn how to do? Let's walk through the press release. Personalized flows, like personalized to put the shipping address before the billing address instead of the opposite. How personalized? How many flows are there on a one-page checkout? Prioritized payment methods. If you use the payment method last time, it will put that payment method on top. Is that self-learning or just a preference? Remembering prior selections. You know, I guess saving things in a database is now called self-learning. And now surfacing relevant information at just the right time, which actually kind of makes me wonder, are there press releases that ever mention surfacing information at exactly the wrong time? And of course, Palantir will now be embedded into Bolt's super app of crypto and cash. How is that different than Block and PayPal? And Bolt has a universal shopping network of 80 million global users. Now, as opposed to, 434 million from PayPal and maybe 150 million on ShopPay, according to public numbers, I won't even get to the Ryan Breslow situation here. And just the announcement itself has made me pause a little bit. What's Palantir doing at all is a better question. Palantir being used by Bolt implies that Bolt is paying them, or there's some kind of investor partnership here. You notice if you follow the investor tree all the way up the chain, BlackRock is a partner in both companies and has contributed money to both sides. So it feels more like an investor partnership than a technology partnership. You know, unless Bolt is actually paying Palantir in your data, which is so valuable to Palantir that Bolt is using this to recover its valuation. Ultimately, I would love to see those terms of service. Why not just partner with PayPal unless Bolt severely undercut their price, or this is just an investor partnership after all? It does make me wonder if this is just the start of a Bolt reputation rehabilitation tour. Our second story. Amazon releases AI image generation tools. Add your product ID and get six AI-generated videos. That's what Amazon has been developing for sellers recently, according to website Marketing Dive. These tools were previously in testing, but now they have been provided to all U.S. advertisers. You know, it wasn't really that long ago when brands paid good money for SKU building services, which included imagery and videos. Now the value of such services has completely gone to zero. The release from Amazon follows Meta and Google offering similar services for advertisers. And the video generator that surfaced lives on Amazon's sponsored brand campaign builder and can surface those six videos in a matter of minutes. What's a little surprising is that the tools are completely free, but I'm sure that's out of the goodness of Amazon's heart. It's cold, money-grabbing, advertising heart. Our third story. Buy now, pay later firm Sezzle sues Shopify for anti-competitive practices. The website Payments reports that Shopify has been sued for anti-competitive practices by a buy now, pay later provider Sezzle. The report claims that Shopify is limiting competition by choosing winners in its payment network. To be clear, Sezzle is a payments app on Shopify, but it's not allowed in ShopPay, which is kind of the crown jewel of Shopify. Instead, ShopPay Installments is powered by a single provider, Affirm. No doubt that this lawsuit isn't really about taking down Shopify. It's more about getting some kind of settlement. Or did I say settlement? Imagine a world where you can choose your own buy now, pay later provider within Shop Pay rather than being limited by Shopify's options, and you have some idea of the settlement that Shopify is after. I suspect many payment providers, Adyen and PayPal chief among them, might be watching this lawsuit very closely. And our last story, Walmart releases new AI tools. If you don't know who Sparky and Wally are, you might benefit from both of them soon if you're a Walmart customer. Meet your new AI buddies. Wally, which was released earlier this year to store associates, not ironically from the movie Wally, which kind of parodies Walmart, that helps Walmart merchants stock stores with the best products. Sparky, another AI tool, sounds similar to Rufus on Amazon, who summarizes reviews and answers your product questions. Sparky AI is available in Walmart's app and reminds a lot of Microsoft's old Clippy app, always smiling at you, waiting for your next question. While it can only answer your direct questions today, Walmart has plans for Sparky to be able to reorder items for you automatically. After all, Walmart has no subscribe and save like Amazon today, including doing things like booking services. Is it possible that Walmart has a more expansive AI vision than even Amazon? That will definitely make for an interesting competition as it goes forward. It's that time, friends, for our Investor Minute. We have five items on the menu today. First, Salesforce will acquire data management company Informatica in an $8 billion deal. Salesforce, a cloud-based CRM and software platform, has announced its acquisition of Informatica, an enterprise data management company, at a valuation of $8 billion. Informatica shareholders of Class A and Class B1 common stock will receive $25 in cash per share. In the AI age, owning the data is crucial. Second, logistics automation startup Pallet closes $27 million Series B. Pallet, a logistics automation platform, has announced that it's raised $27 million in Series B funding that will be used to further develop its AI workforce solution, Copilot, through hiring. Logistics encompasses repetitive tasks such as administration and coordination. Those tasks can now be automated by AI solutions in conjunction with existing software. Third, EQT to sell Acumatica to Vista Equity Partners. Private equity firm EQT has announced that it's selling Acumatica, a cloud-based enterprise resource planning solution, to Vista Equity Partners in a transaction valued at approximately $2 billion. This represents a significant shift in the mid-market ERP sector, driven by a robust partner ecosystem, and highlights Vista Equity Partners' willingness to pay a premium for Acumatica. Fourth, e.l.f. Beauty to acquire Hailey Bieber skincare brand Rode in up to a $1 billion deal. e.l.f. Beauty has announced a definitive agreement to acquire model Hailey Bieber's lifestyle beauty brand Rode in a transaction worth up to $1 billion. The $1 billion deal is comprised of an $800 million in combination of cash and e.l.f. Beauty stock and a $200 million earnout depending on the future growth of the brand over a three-year timeframe. And finally, LumenX raises $5.5 million in seed funding. Inventory automation and visibility for warehouses startup LumenX has raised $5.5 million in seed funding, which will be invested in product development, hiring, and go-to-market efforts. LumenX uses AI-powered camera systems that can be placed on warehouse infrastructure or be used as a handheld for real-time insights and automation. Did you know that RMW Commerce has another podcast? Check out the Watson Weekend for an unfiltered and lively e-commerce chat each week with me, Rick Watson, my co-host, Jess Lisewski, and an array of interesting guests and topics, all focused on e-commerce. You can find the Watson Weekend by searching for it on iTunes, Spotify, or YouTube. That's all for this week. Till next time, Watsonians. Hi, I'm Rick Watson, CEO and founder of RMW Commerce Consulting and host of the Watson Weekly Podcast, your essential e-commerce digest. Our production partner for the series is Podcast on the Fly. To hear new episodes of the show every Monday morning, subscribe now at rmwcommerce.com/Watson Weekly and wherever you get your podcasts.